Brett Amory, Joseph Zimmerman, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, you've got an American monologue in progress here in Fort Wayne, so what's it all about?
Well, the show's based on time I spent here in March. I came out here to document, take pictures of Fort Wayne, and get inspired of the place and the people. I was here for 5 days, took about 5,000 pictures. This show is a show about Fort Wayne for the people that live in Fort Wayne, based on the time that I spend here.
Savoring and getting the flavor of the city.
Yeah, just really going out and exploring and checking out the city as much as I can in a short amount of time, and just doing the best I can to incorporate everything that I experience.
That's grand. Joseph, you are fortunate to be curator for this whole process, and the process as it's put forth is a residency. So what does that mean for the art museum as well as the city?
This is the first time we've done like a large-scale residency in this manner. And when Brett and I first started talking about doing an exhibit together with Charles, we wanted to get a little bit more involved. Well, the residency is there to bring the public in so they can come in and they can interact and they can ask questions, and they can, not only can they be more curious about things, but they can actually express that curiosity to the artist, be able to have a give and take with them and then be able to explain maybe a little bit more. So just help break down all those walls that kind of keep that distance. Also, in doing that, with a lot of residencies, there's usually a point of participation where the public can kind of interact, like helping influence or helping be a part of that project itself. So in this case, we have set hours that will be in the gallery where you can come visit Brett and I. It will be there, you know, 5 days a week. And in that time also, he's working on a small series of paintings called the Anonymous Series, where they're passport style photos that he then makes 4x5 inch oil paintings out of. Those will be put on display, tribute to the people of Fort Wayne and things like that. That'll be like ever expanding throughout the month. And then there's also a video element, which is come tell us your story, where you get to come in while we're there, tell us a story while we record it. Then we play it at the end of the residency as kind of like a nice loop of people talking about Fort Wayne, about the exhibit of Fort Wayne and the installation based on it and things like that.
So this wonderful opportunity comes in the form of a residency. The major set of paintings are done. And right now, building the installation is the major part of the show. So how's that going for you?
Well, the installation was prefabricated in my studio. I conceptualized it, mocked it up, and then built it, and then broke it down, drove it out here from California. And now we're in the process of putting it back together, but it's going to change based on time that I'm spending here now. There's more elements I'm going to add to it over the course of the month. So it's a work in progress.
It sounds like there's so much interaction for everyone in this. What do you find the most exciting part of the interaction right now, Brett, as you're moving forward and getting the installation ready and changing everything that you are?
Well, I've only been to Fort Wayne twice. So the most exciting thing I find is being here and just discovering these new places and new ideas that I want to add to the installation and to the show. Like the core paintings, the big paintings are done, but I'm getting ideas to add elements, supporting elements to the paintings. So just being here and absorbing Fort Wayne, the place and the people of Fort Wayne is exciting because it's giving me new ideas.
It's exciting for all of us too. And what is it about working and presenting this way that compels you?
Wherever I am, you know, if I was living in San Francisco, or if I'm living in Oakland, if I'm spending a month in London or New York, it's the place that I'm at, I find inspiration or I get inspiration from. Being here is no different. That's what excites me, like going to a new city, spending time there a month or more, and just finding places or people or things that inspire me. So the idea of being in a museum for a month in this residency, the interaction with the public, that's probably the most challenging and exciting part of the show. And I learn a lot from people that come to visit as much as what they get from the show.
That's a fantastic exchange then. And now, Joseph, as curator, I'm going to ask you the same question. What about this whole thing compels you the most or really moves you the most?
Well, most of the times when you open a show, it's like, it's done. That's the still shot. Don't touch it. We're here in a residency where the show's up, but we still have another month to add ephemera and accentuate it. So we have the ability to continue to work and grow on it.
That's a very interesting opportunity. There is no shoulda, woulda, coulda because you can.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, it's a way for us to really finesse the entire show and to really flesh out ideas, because every day a new idea pops up. Joseph will come up with something or I'll come up with something and we'll discuss it. That's the beautiful thing about being here for a month. And I worked on this show from pretty much March until now. Okay. So, you know, the bulk of the show is done, which gives us plenty of room to flesh out new ideas and try new things out. We're both really lucky to have given ourselves that much time.
Now, this exhibit is officially opening and the installation will be basically in place on the 18th. Can you give us the gist of what form the installation itself takes?
There's a lot of anatomy from different architecture.
It looks like a facade. I mean, it's basic facade. It looks like a Hollywood set, Universal set. And then there's a house that is three dimensions. You know, three quarters of it is a two-dimensional facade.
That's an interesting way to describe it. This particular American monologue reflects a lot of your exhibits, your collections, your installations. How did the whole concept start?
Well, I started painting late. I was 24 when I started, and I was going to school for animation, and I was just learning how to draw, and then I started painting. And the approach was basically, you know, you learn how to draw, you learn how to paint from life, classical realism, basically, paint from models. And at the same time, I had gotten a job in Oakland. I was living in San Francisco and I was commuting back and forth. So I noticed a disconnect on the train, the BART, we call it the BART there, subway. The cars would be packed shoulder to shoulder and no one would be talking, no engagement, no one, not even looking at each other. And that's what inspired me in the beginning, that social condition on the train. So the first group of paintings were all BART paintings, people in waiting to be from one place to the next, people in transit, basically. And I did that for a few years and then explored with different mediums and different series. And then in 2007, I came back to the series, took it out of the trains. I was living in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco, and I started painting these people that I would see on a day-to-day basis but never had any kind of interaction with. And they're usually people that were overlooked in society. Those were the people I was attracted to, your everyday Joe. And did that for a few years. And then the 24 series started, where the idea was to incorporate different mediums and to capture a city with video and installation and painting. And the idea for that was to give the viewer an experience of the city that they live in. And it's the same idea as, you know, the same people would go into those paintings. People that are overlooked, just average, everyday people. And also places that represent neighborhoods, either historical or iconic bars, restaurants, record stores, places that we all grew up going to or shopping at. And the show I'm doing now, the approach is similar, but the work is a little bit more fractured, not as literal, more inspired by contemporary painting and modernism.
And Joseph, what's it like to be curating an exhibit like this that is so rich in, besides a painting and even the installation, its physical holder, if you will, all of the ephemera and sound bites and things that go with it?
Well, by the time you're all done with an exhibit and you want the public to start interacting with it, it's all the different ways that they can interact. I mean, that's why you have like a curator statement so they can read to get a feel for it, and they can see the painting. And if there's other things for them to sometimes interact with or then interact with them, then they are drawn more into it and have a deeper feel for it and appreciation for it. So for me, when it's so multifaceted, it's exciting to see how the public is going to interact with that. I hope that they pick up the torch and say, oh man, there's so much to see and do here. I've seen and do a lot. You want them to get deeper because there is a lot of layers to it. Even in the paintings themselves, the new style has different pieces of people, the anatomy of architecture in it, and the message is almost has to be decoded a little bit more, as opposed to being like in your face, like, oh, there's a picture of a building, I know exactly what that is. You know, there's a little bit more depth to what the audience has to kind of decipher. And there's tools around the gallery to help with that, including the photos, including like the extended label text that they can read into, and the installation, there'll be some videos as well that kind of are a part of it. It's great to have all of those tools for the public to have.
This whole installation screams wild and wonderful, and certainly state of the art in the way of presenting it in its various forms and components and mixed media thing. At the heart of it, it's a most wonderful old-fashioned custom that you're sharing. That's that sense of self and sense of place. Is that a natural marriage to you?
I think so. I've never forced what I choose to paint. I feel like I'm attracted to certain things, and it's out of my control. So I feel like it's the most honest work I can make.
I think through it all, Brett is a multifaceted artist. So to just say oil painter nowadays is just, he's just not. He's an oil painter. He's an installation artist. He's a videographer, photographer. And I think that's all kind of umbrellaed underneath the storytelling aspect. Like, Brett tells a story. He can't just stop with one part of it because it's not enough to really convey it. He's always looking at a deeper way to reach out to get it out there. I think it's probably part of the resume that he has, you know, fine artist, multidisciplined storyteller, you know.
Storyteller, certainly.
Just artist.
Yeah, just artist, yeah.
Okay, bottom line seems to be that this is a wonderful way to tell a story, and you, Brett, are a wonderful storyteller. So what's the biggest pleasure in all of that for you?
Well, I just hope people enjoy the show, and I hope to get something out of it.
What do you get out of it?
The experience. I feel like every one of these shows is an evolution of the one before it. Every time I do one, it gives me ideas for the next one. So this year, I had a show in London, and now this show, it's me evolving again as an artist and pushing my own boundaries and raising my own bar. And I feel like every time I do one of these shows, my own bar gets raised a little higher.
Joseph, what do you expect Fort Wayne's going to learn from Brett's story?
I hope that Fort Wayne maybe sees something it never saw before, or sees things that it did see before, but in a different way. And they get a deeper sense of maybe their community or what's going on, or to actually give to the series by telling Brett and I things that they know. Hopefully they can tell us a story about Fort Wayne. Should be cool.
Come tell us your story.
Brett Amory is a Virginia-born, Oakland, California artist currently installing his American Monologue exhibit at the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, which Joseph Zimmerman is curating. Brett, Joseph, thank you so much for sharing some of your busy pre-opening time with us, and enjoy the city as you are sharing it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.